This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are the most elevated, most fortunate decoration of the Brahmin clan. God himself gives you greetings. Question. Why does the Father give you children the news of the world at the confluence age and not in the golden age? Answer. The golden age is the beginning period. How could he tell you the news of the whole world, that is, the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the world at that time? How could he give the news of the cycle if the cycle hadn't repeated? It is only at the confluence age that you children are given the full news by the Father. You are also the ones who receive a third eye of this knowledge. Om Shanti. Today it is the auspicious day of the birthday of Trimurti Shiva, and therefore the birthday of all Brahmins, and also the birthday of the confluence age. There are many to whom Baba cannot give greetings for this godly birthright. There are many who don't even know Shiv Baba or what you receive from him. What would they understand of these greetings? New children cannot understand anything at all. This is the dance of knowledge. It is said that Krishna used to dance. Here, children dance dressed up as Radha and Krishna. However, there is no question of a dance. In the Golden Age, he dances with princes and princesses in his childhood. You children understand that this is Bap Dada. Dada is called grandfather. This Dada is a physical father. This is a wonderful aspect. That Dada is spiritual, and this one, Brahma Baba, is physical. They are called Bap Dada. You receive the grandfather's inheritance through the father. The inheritance is from the grandfather. All souls are brothers. You receive the inheritance from the father. The father says, you souls have your own bodies and physical senses. I am called the incorporeal one. Therefore, I definitely need a body, for only then can I teach you children Raj Yoga and show you the way to change from humans to deities and from impure to pure. I wash the dirty clothes. He is definitely a great laundryman. He washes all the souls and the bodies of the whole world. You souls are washed with this knowledge and yoga. You children who have come here today, understand that you have come to give greetings to Shiv Baba. The Father says, the Father to whom you have come to give greetings is giving you greetings himself. Because you are the most elevated, most fortunate decoration of the Brahmin clan. Deities are not as elevated as you are. Brahmins are higher than deities. The highest on high is the Father. He then enters the body of Brahma. You, his children, become the highest on high Brahmins. Brahmins are the top knot. The deities are below them. Shiv Baba is at the very top. Baba has made you children into Brahmins to give you your inheritance of heaven. Look how many temples people have built to Lakshmi and Narayan. They bow down to them. The people of Bharat should understand that deities are also human beings. Lakshmi and Narayan are separate from each other. Here, one person would have the names of both. One person calls himself Lakshmi Narayan, which means that he calls himself Vishnu, the four-armed image. They have given themselves the names of Lakshmi Narayan or Radha Krishna, and this therefore means that they have become four-armed images. That Vishnu of the subtle region is the aim and objective. You will become the masters of that land of Vishnu. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the land of Vishnu. Vishnu has four arms. Two are of Lakshmi and two of Narayan. You say that you are becoming the masters of the land of Vishnu. Acha, sing a song of the Father's praise. How sweet and how lovely is Shiva, the innocent Lord. From the beginning until now, there is the praise of no one throughout the world except the One. Everything is number-wise. The greatest and highest praise is of the highest on high Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You are His children. You say we are the children of God. God is the creator of heaven. So why are you still sitting in hell? God takes birth here. Christians say they belong to Christ. The people of Bharat have forgotten that they are the direct children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. The Father comes here to make you children belong to Him and to give you your fortune of the kingdom. Today, Baba is explaining everything very clearly because there are many new children who have come. Although it is difficult for them to understand, they will still become residents of heaven. In the Golden Age, there are the Sun Dynasty king and queen, maids and servants, and also the subjects. Some of them are poor, others are rich. They too have maids and servants. The whole kingdom is being established here. No one else knows this. All souls are Tamopritam. No one has a third eye of this knowledge. Then a song was played. You heard the Father's praise in the song. He is the Father of all. God is called the Father who gives infinite happiness. This is the Bharat where there was infinite happiness. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan in their childhood were Radha and Krishna, and then they were named Lakshmi and Narayan on their marriage. 5,000 years ago in Bharat, it was the kingdom of deities. There was no one else's kingdom. Only that of Lakshmi and Narayan. There were no other continents. Therefore, the people of Bharat should definitely know what type of actions Lakshmi and Narayan performed in their previous birth. People ask what type of actions Birla performed that he became so wealthy. It is said that he would definitely have donated a lot and performed a lot of charity in his previous birth. Some have a lot of wealth, whereas others don't have enough to eat because they had performed such actions. Everyone believes in karma. The God of the Gita has explained the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action, and you have heard his praise. God Shiva is just one. Human beings cannot be called God. Where has the Father now come? He explains that the Mahabharat war is just ahead. Baba, the sweetest of all, explains that everyone remembers him at times of sorrow. Everyone remembers God in their sorrow, dot, dot. Everyone remembers Shiv Baba when they are sorrowful. No one remembers him when they are happy. There was no sorrow in heaven. There, they had the inheritance that they had received from the Father. When Shiv Baba came 5,000 years ago, he made Bharat into heaven. It is now hell. The Father has come to create heaven. No one in the world even knows this. They say we are all blind. O God, stick for the blind, come, come and give us sight. Each of you children has received a third eye of this knowledge. The place where we souls reside is the land of peace. Even the Father resides there. You souls and I reside there. He says through the soul of this one, I, the Father, of all of you souls, reside there. You play your parts of rebirth, whereas I don't. You become the masters of the world. I don't become that. You have to take 84 births. You were told, O children, you don't know about your own births. When people speak of 8.4 million births, that is a lie. I am the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. I come when everyone is impure. It is only then that I tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world, and make you Trikaldashi. Many people ask, how were human beings first created? How did God create the world? In one of the scriptures, they show annihilation taking place, and then baby Sri Krishna on a pipal leaf, floating in the ocean. The Father says, it is nothing like that. This is an unlimited drama. The golden and silver ages are the day, and the copper and iron ages are the night. You children give greetings to the Father. The Father says the same to you. You become 100% fortunate from being 100% unfortunate. You are those same people of Bharat. But you do not know this. The Father has come to tell you this. You do not know about your own births. I come and explain to you that you have taken 84 births. The Father gives you the news of the whole world at the confluence age. He doesn't tell you that in the golden age. How could he tell you the news of a world that had not yet gone around from the beginning through the middle to the end? I come at the end of each cycle, at the confluence age. In the scriptures they have written that I come in every age. In the Gita it says, God Krishna speaks. those of other religions don't believe Sri Krishna to be God. God is incorporeal. He is the father of all souls. You receive your inheritance from the Father. All of you souls are brothers. When God is called omnipresent, it becomes a fatherhood. Does a father receive an inheritance? It is the children who receive an inheritance. All of you souls are children. You definitely need the father's inheritance. You are not happy with a limited inheritance, and that is why you call out. We received plenty of happiness through your mercy. Now, because you received sorrow from Ravan, you began to call out again. Every soul calls out because they are all unhappy. That is why they remember him and say, Baba, come and give us happiness. Through this knowledge, you are now becoming the masters of heaven. It is because you receive salvation that it is remembered. The bestower of salvation for all is the One Father. Everyone is now in a state of degradation, and then everyone will receive salvation. When it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, you were in heaven. All the rest were in the land of liberation. We are now studying Raja Yoga with the Father. The Father says, I teach you at the confluence of the cycles. I change you from humans into deities. I explain all the secrets to you, children. You should know when it was Shivratri and what happened when Shiv Baba came. People don't know anything. Therefore, they are those with stone intellect. You are now becoming those with divine intellects. When Bharat was golden-aged, everyone there had a divine intellect. Lakshmi and Narayan are also called a goddess and God. God gave them the inheritance, and he is giving it to them now. He is once again making you into gods and goddesses. This is now the last of your many births. The Father says, destruction is just ahead. This is called the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. All of those sacrificial fires are material, that is, physical sacrificial fires for material things. This is an aspect of knowledge. The Father comes and changes humans into deities in this sacrificial fire. You give greetings to Shiv Baba when he comes. Baba then says, I don't come alone. I too need a body. I have to enter the body of Brahma. The subtle region has to be created first. That is why I entered him. He is impure. He became impure by taking 84 births. Everyone calls out. The Father says, I have now come once again to give you children your inheritance. Only the Father gives Bharat the inheritance of heaven. The Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, he definitely gives the gift of heaven. You are now becoming the masters of heaven. This is the school for human beings to become deities for their future 21 births. You are becoming the masters of heaven. you receive happiness for 21 generations. There is no untimely death there. When the lifespan of your body comes to an end, you have a vision that you will shed your body and take another. There is the example of the snake. You children give greetings to the Father, and the Father gives you greetings in return. From being unfortunate, you are now becoming very fortunate. You are changing from impure human beings into pure deities. The cycle continues to turn. You children have to explain this knowledge. It will then disappear. There will be no need for this knowledge in the Golden Age. You are now in a stage of degradation, and that is why you receive salvation through this knowledge. Only the Father comes and establishes heaven. There is only the one Satguru for everyone. No one can receive salvation from any of the physical rituals of the path of devotion. Everyone has to come down the ladder. Barrett was at first Satupratan. Then you had to take 84 births, and you now have to ascend. You have to go back home to the land of liberation. The play is now coming to an end. This old world is to be destroyed. Barrett is called an imperishable land. The Father's birthplace is never destroyed. You will go to the land of peace and then come and rule here again. It is only in Barrett that there are the pure and the impure. You have become impure while taking 84 births. From being yogis, you became bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. This is the extreme depths of hell. This is the time of great sorrow. There is now to be even more sorrow. There will be bloodshed without cause. Bombs will be dropped on people just sitting somewhere. What crime did they commit? Everyone will be destroyed without reason. Some children have had visions of destruction. You now have this knowledge of the world cycle. Each of you has a sword of this knowledge. You are the Brahmins who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Prajapita is also Baba. He created the mouth-born creation in the previous cycle too. The Father says, I come every cycle. I enter this one and create you mouth-born creation. I carry out the establishment of heaven through Brahma. Only in the future will you go to heaven. This dirty world first has to be destroyed. The unlimited Father comes to make the world new. The Father says, I have brought heaven on the palm of my hand for you children. I don't give you any difficulty. All of you are Draupadis. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. maintain the spiritual intoxication that you are the most elevated Brahmins, who are even higher than the deities. Cleanse the soul with this knowledge and yoga. 2. Give everyone greetings from the incarnation of Shiva. Give everyone the Father's introduction and make impure ones pure. Liberate everyone from Ravan the enemy. Blessing. May you step away from all the expansion of colourful things and make difficult things easy as an easy yogi. When you begin to look at all the external situations, instead of looking at the Father, many questions can arise. You then begin to experience an easy thing to be difficult, because the situations are the tree, whereas the Father is the seed. Those who hold the tree of expansion in their hands put aside the Father, and the expansion then becomes a trap in which they become trapped. There are many colourful things in the expansion of situations to attract you. Therefore, have remembrance of the Father, the seed, and put a full stop, and step away from everything, and you will become an easy yogi. Slogan: to finish the alloy of I and mine is to become real gold. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Now, let everyone come together, be united, and carry forward any task of service with a lot of splendour. With the cooperation of every Brahmin soul, with good wishes and pure feelings, create a splendour in service. If someone is not able to speak with words, he can then create an atmosphere of happiness with the attitude of his mind, and create a world of happiness with his stage of happiness. If you are unable to go anywhere, if your health is not good, then you can do service while sitting at home. Definitely be cooperative in service, and only then will you be able to create a world of happiness with everyone's cooperation. Om Shanti.